And now this is a dictation. For Dean, D-E-A-N, McEwen, M-C-E-W-E-N. November 1167, address as a letter to Cecilia. Cecilia is a C-E-C-I-L-I-A, first, F-I-R-S-T, And Dr. Kreposman, Kreposman, 956-4105. Dear Dr. Kreposman and Mrs. First, consultation for Mr. McEwen with abnormal kidney function. He has seen nephrology. Dr. Salame, S-A-L-A-M-E-H, is changing services. He has a long-term history of diabetes hypertension, morbid obesity. He used to be on insulin treatment. Because of his depression, back in 2023, he stopped all medications. Early January 24, medical problems, admitted to the hospital, eventually lost 172 pounds, restarted medications. He has been aware of kidney problems since then. He did not require dialysis. He has heart problems, congestive heart failure, or for what he's supposed to be doing, salt restriction. He prepares his meals. Present weight at 353 appears to be stable. He complains of no taste since back 24 when he was in the hospital. Denies vomiting, dysphagia or reflux. Denies diarrhea, bleeding. Denies decreasing urination, cloudiness or blood or incontinence, no nocturia. He still has his prostate, stable edema, no ulcers. There is neuropathy, mobility is restricted. Denies chest pain palpitation. This does have dyspnea activity, no purulent material hemoptysis, no use of oxygen. Used to use CPAP machine, but not at this point in time. Has chronic back pain, but no anti-inflammatory agents. Minor lightheadedness, but no falling episode. Next paragraph, the past medical history for anxiety, depression. He tried to die by not taking medications, 2023. Presently lives with aunt, and they help each other. Multiple episodes of urinary tract infection. He denies kidney stones. He still has his prostate. He's not aware of obstruction or urinary retention. He has problems of gout for many years, but no anti-inflammatory agents. He has essential tremor, long-term diabetes hypertension. He's not aware of retinopathy. Does have neuropathy, but no ulcers. No deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, no TIAs or a stroke. Has congestive heart failure on medications. Denies arrhythmia or pacemaker. Denies chronic liver disease. Denies gastrointestinal bleeding. He's not aware of blood transfusion. Next paragraph. Really has no surgical procedures except for EGD colonoscopies and prior cardiac cath when he was in Ohio, Toledo, about 5 years ago. Next paragraph, he has never smoked. He used to drink daily a fifth, apparently, whiskey for 5 years, but discontinued about 30 years ago. Next paragraph, reported side effects to codeine and sulfa. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, medications include Entresto, Bumex, Prozac, Jardiance, Primidone, Nurantin, Monjaro, which will be discontinued as insurance is not going to pay it anymore. Next paragraph. Review system as indicated above. Next paragraph, pressing weight 353. Blood pressure 110/80 on the right sided, 114/78 on the left. He's tall, large, obese person, pleasant, no gross respiratory distress. Has bilateral cataracts, has his own teeth, no expressive aphasia, no facial asymmetry, no dysarthria, thick neck without JBD, carotid bruise, or palpable thyroid lymph nodes, lungs are clear, no wheezing, no pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, there is morbid obesity, difficult to assess internal organs, there is stasis changes, minimal edema, there is acrocyanosis with a history of Raynaud. I don't see any finger lesions, no clubbing. Next paragraph. The most recent echocardiogram available is from June 2024. Ejection fraction in the low side at 45, grade 1 diastolic dysfunction, normal right ventricle. Normal pulmonary artery pressure. Review the note from cardiology Dr. Kreposman from November 2024. Next paragraph, review discharge summary from January 2024, McLaren, Mount Pleasant. They use a diagnosis of anasarca cellulitis. There was no dialysis needed. He did have acute on chronic renal failure. He was diuresis. EGD shows esophagitis and a small hiatal hernia. They do not report any imaging related to the kidneys. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries, September last year, creatinine of 2.1 representing a GFR of 36. I will be a stage 3B. Normal sodium potassium malmetabolic acidosis. High hemoglobin 17 with a hematocrit 54, a normal white blood cell platelet. In July, creatinine of 2, normal albumin, and calcium. In June, creatinine 2.5. Going back a few years, 2022, creatinine 1.5, 21, 1.7, 2020, 1.8. Few years ago, low level of albumin, about 30 milligrams per gram. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. TKD, stage 3B. Prior history of diabetes on insulin. Presently off insulin, only on Jardia and Monjaro. He has no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. He's been treated for congestive heart failure as indicated above. He has lost significant amount of weight, mostly fluid, and he's careful with salt and medications. There is normal albumin and no evidence of nephrotic syndrome. Prior albumin in the urine was low level, non-nephrotic range. All chemistries are going to be updated, including assessment for phosphorus, PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism. I'm going to update urine for protein creatinine ratio. As there is no imaging available of the kidneys, I'm going to do a kidney ultrasound, including post-void bladder. Continue present regimen, encourage him to continue present regimen and diet and physical activity as much as possible. He needs to consider retested for sleep apnea. He is very happy to have survived his passive attempts to attempting to die, and he is presently in a good family condition, helping each other, himself and the aunt. Plan to see him back in the office in Mount Pleasant. End of dictation.